Tuesday, the 31st.
Call the November 7th common council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Is excused.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I wasn't hurt that. Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not a
preface.
Citizen.
Oh. I've been overruled.
No. You're not a citizen.
Huh? Yeah, he is.
He's an elected official.
I will say that this morning we had another tragedy in the city of Franklin. The police department's had a pretty busy couple of weeks here. And I just want Alderman Barber, as well as I, and Alderman, wish to commend the police department and the fire department, who also have had a pretty busy couple of weeks, for the excellent work that they do. And that, no offense to my friends at DPW. Tom's going to come and cut my tree down. Okay, I will close the citizen's comment period. Move on to item 2. And Alderman Mayer is here at 6:33. Move on to something that a little bittersweet. Argue with the city attorney. These are always bittersweet when we give proclamations to longtime employees, but we have two of them here for our good friend and former colleague Jerry Schaefer. Jerry.
It's a long one.
All right, buddy. This is a proclamation in recognition of Jerome H. Schaefer. Whereas Jerome H. Jerry Schaefer was hired as a truck driver in the interest and furtherance of public works by the city of Franklin on February 1st, 1975. And whereas Jerry was promoted to a heavy equipment operator a few years later on August 8, 1979. Jerry being hands-on public hard worker from day one. And whereas Jerry and his family, also get over there, were back then and remain to this day true lifelong Franklin residents interested in maintaining and protecting public lands and property in the public interest for the people to continue and enhance the benefits of the city of Franklin as a great place to live and work and play. And whereas nearly three decades ago, you were still young, on November 1988, Jerry was promoted to Superintendent of Public Works of the City of Franklin Department of Public Works. And over the span of those years, Jerry's dedication and hard work have simply been super. And whereas the Superintendent of Public Works works for the people and has a natural born care and concern for their health, safety, and whereas Jerry's duties included overseeing the department which maintains and improves the public infrastructure, including the city's 170.84 street miles, 48 miles of sidewalk, 16 parks which encompass some 173 acres of land, and 7 miles of bike trail and 15 recreational facilities, over 10,000 curbside trees, right now, over 90 miles of storm sewers, 5,700 catch basins and manholes, 168 vehicles, public rights-of-way lands, and 5 highway department buildings. Hi, bud! Whereas among his duties, Jerry also served as tree knows that when those leaves turn to fall colors, and start falling, white flakes then soon fall from the sky. Jerry has acquired a bit of certain snowflower view of winter over the past 42 years, always having to work on a moment's notice, day and night. However, that duty created a view that is about to change. And whereas Jerry is retiring from his 24/7 duty as head of the Department of Public Works on November 1st, 2017, while Jerry was on the road from his first day of work at the city, he will now be on the road again as Jerry has more than earned a time off, happy and joyful life with his family and friends henceforth and for his future. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor, and I, Mark D'Andrea, County Council President of the City of Franklin, on behalf of all citizens of Franklin, staff and city government, thank you for your wonderful caring, hard work for the people.
It snows 4 inches, the next day is Jerry's day. So just on a personal note, I've known Jerry for, 30-some-odd years. And Jerry and I have similar personalities.
No.
Nice and quiet, but he and I enjoyed banter between us, didn't we, Jerry? I'd make requests and Jerry would say no. But on the truthful side, every time I had an issue for Jerry, I'd mention an address and some sort of problem. I always know exactly what the issue was, where it was, and who owned the property it was about. Yeah. It was always amazing to me. Yeah. But we've had a good, long relationship, and I hope that Janet and Jerry get a chance to go travel and take care of the grandkids so the daughter and the son can go off and do their thing. But I wish you well, Jerry. I wish you good health.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for your long service.
One quick thing I was going to say, I have to admit that the last couple of years that the guys on the crew have been telling them quite often, more so the last few years, is that the day I've been waiting for is the day I can sit in the living room and a cup of coffee and watch his film. My first number one thing.
No. Now, just for clarification, the day after it snows is Jerry Schaefer Day, so that doesn't give you any special privilege on the day that it does snow.
That's right.
So we're all kind of...
I'd suggest beer instead of coffee.
And I think they're going to plow the snow across his driveway at the end.
Yeah.
Without taking away from Jerry, Bill, would you mind standing up for a second? The other Bill, that's you. For those of you who don't know, Bill Dudash, Bill's been Jerry's right-hand man for forever. And for the next period of time, Bill will be assuming Jerry's duty. So thank you, Bill.
And, for clarification, on Jerry Schaefer Day, is that a holiday for all employees?
If you get all the snow, no.
So, Jerry, I told Janet that you had to stay through the whole meeting. But given that, you're dismissed. Thank you for coming.
We're going to Culver's.
Going to Culver's.
Thanks for coming, Joe. That's Jerry's brother. Okay, we'll move on to item C1, approval of the special committee of the whole meeting minutes of October 17th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the regular common council meeting of October 17th.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify saying
aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. For the record, Alderman Mayer has stepped out for a moment. Item E1, my appointment of Adam Burkhart to Plan Commission to fill a one-year term. Alderman Barber.
I so move to appoint.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Danham.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
A motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, no absent. Well, one. Well, okay. Move on to item one, G1, Franklin Civic Celebrations request for spending authority and a report. Mr. Bergner, who's that guy sitting next to you?
Huge wasp.
Hey, Bob.
He's over here now.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, what kind of bug is that?
A flying one.
And Alderman Mayer has returned at 44 minutes to the hour.
I am John Bergner, 8501 Parkland Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. First, want to just go over real quick the income statement from our last celebration. Anybody got any questions on it? You know, we had a successful... you know, event, and it was actually record sales and record profit.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, and then a request for spending authority for the upcoming 2018 festival. This one will be 2 days because it's in the middle of the week. You know, the last one was 4 days, so on my budget request, you know, there'll be less entertainment, but... there is a typo there. Fireworks is only 1 day. It's not 2 days. You know, and that's, you know, mount, and then mount for rentals, when you rent tents and chairs and all that, it's the same price no matter what, you know, if you're set for setup and everything. So parade, hopefully maybe get the Wisconsin Marching Band in the parade this time. A lot of communities do it, and, you know, we're talking about doing that. And ice cream, printing, supplies, and... the miscellaneous, and I'm just seeking for approval on that. The other thing is, because it's on Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a band called the Doo-Wop Daddies, which is really popular with the older folks in Franklin.
What are you looking at me for?
I tried not to. But if we did them, their only time available would be at 11 o'clock. Yeah, you know, to play from 11 to 1:30. And City Hall, all the operations will still be open while we start our festival. So just want to see what your thoughts were on that. You know, whether we should go ahead and do that. Parking issues. What about the seniors' luncheon, too?
Alderwoman Westlaw's.
I was just hoping it would be Jerry Schaefer Day and we'd have the day off. With senior dining, if we give them any dates in advance, they make announcements and arrangements, and it's the city's decision, but we would tell them that, you know, that's going on. I don't know what the deal is, but I don't think, other than parking with City Hall, that's not an issue. But if ever we are closed, the senior dining puts an announcement out, and you know they have skipped a meal.
What time would you have started it if not 11?
Probably then start about 5 p.m.
You got talent to fill the...
Yeah. But the only time we have the doo-wop daddies is from that time.
Well, let's think about that. If the seniors are in having lunch, mm-hmm. they won't be at the doo-wop daddies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if many of them. But it is really popular. People always come up and say, can we have them? Are you having them?
Well, I wasn't at the last meeting when we discussed this. I'm just trying to think. It's a Tuesday. Businesses are open that day. So what kind of, I'm just thinking what kind of crowd we expect at that time. And then logistically, I mean, okay, so it may be popular, but this is a weekday before the 4th. I mean.
Well, if you have food.
Yeah, I understand that, but people are working. I mean, that's why we
more coming aren't. Yeah, they're retirees, and that's what I'm just thinking about for them.
I would suggest we refer that particular issue back to the committee.
Yeah,
to work
yeah.
with staff and see what's going on.
Right.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, do you want to just wait so we can make the whole thing at once, or do you need the finance approval now? Because
what's the cost of the Duat Daddies? What's the
500.
What's our budget? I mean, we last year we made
part of the entertainment budget.
I know, but I'm saying is last year we netted 17,000. The year before 843, so we got 18,500 in the last 2 years. What's the total? What's
58,000.
And then two year one we usually don't do as well, correct?
Right. We're not going to do right.
Yeah, we made break even. Let's pass it and refer that to the...
Yeah, just refer it to the next meeting.
No, you guys do what you want. My suggestion is pass it, refer the timing issue and doo-wop daddies back to the Civic Celebrations Committee to consult with staff.
And they got to come back here again anyway, right? No?
I would say no, but it's your decision.
Alderman
Taylor.
Well, I mean, I think if we're going to make the decision of whether or not we're starting at 11 o'clock or 5 o'clock. I mean, that should be this body's decision, not the, you know. I mean, yeah. I'm on the Civic Celebration Committee. That's a policy. That's a recommending body. They don't. I mean, we're gonna give you the authorization to do the contracts and everything. But have we ever done 11 o'clock on a day like this before?
No.
I'm torn on this one. I mean,
I'll just refer to the committee for it to come back on the 21st.
Yeah, because we meet next week, don't we?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else, John?
That's it.
We can talk about a committee and figure out, I mean.
Okay. And I'm all for increasing fireworks.
And I want to thank Jerry, too. He helped us a lot.
Yeah.
He killed himself. Mm.
Set up and everything. So.
Thank you.
I want to move back to item B2, item C, just a letter in your packet from Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance and the Public Policy Forum who are merging. That is two budget line items. I don't know what the impact is going to be for dues. So that's for your information only. That's for your information.
Right.
Only. Okay, move on to item G2. Report from the City of Franklin Drug-Free Communities Year 1 Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Common Council. Again, thank you for your support for Drug-Free Community Grant. And at the onset, I'd also like to express my thanks to Mr. Liberta for his administrative support, as well as Mr. Rotzenberg for his financial assistance during the past year. Tonight, we'd like to just spend 3 or 4 minutes giving you an overview of our annual activities. I'm joined with Lauren Luby, who is our Grant Coalition Coordinator. She's also a certified health educator, and she has a master's degree in public health. And she became a city employee on November 28th of last year. Lauren hit the ground running on that day. The DFC grant is a 5-year grant, $125,000 per year, and it comes from the federal government and an acronym known as SAMHSA. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. We've learned a lot of acronyms this past year. We've received significant technical assistance from CADCA, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. Local coalitions must select 2 addictive substances. Based on community data, Franklin selected alcohol and opioids. Year one was challenging. And in your Common Council packets tonight, Lauren has prepared highlights for our first year accomplishments, the accomplishments of our new name, Volition Franklin. Volition, of course, meaning that we will use our collective will to effect positive community change. Again, I'd like to introduce Lauren and have her tell you some of the highlights over the past year.
Oh, thank you for having us today. You all should have a packet here, and I'm just going to go through a little bit about what we've been doing for the past year. Our fiscal year is from September 1st to October 30th, so that's what we'll be reviewing. But as Bill mentioned, our coalition, Volition Franklin, is made up about 25 community members, and they all volunteer to do different initiatives around drug-free Franklin and creating healthy youth and a healthy community. We have 12 different sectors represented, one being our local government with Alderman Barber. And all of what we get done is from people volunteering and making an effort to make progress towards alcohol and opioid misuse prevention. So within your packet, the first thing that I'm going to touch on is National Prevention Week, which our coalition took part in May. And we did 2 things with that, and it's on page 6 if you want to reference your packet. But one of the things we did was partner with a local church, Southbrook, and a different coalition there as well. And we put on a resource fair and showed a film talking about a community coming together to fight the opioid epidemic in their own community. And then we also had our students, because we have about 12 youth members as well, they presented about what they're doing at the school level and with their youth. We also participated in the I Choose campaign, and we had a bunch of different community members hold up signs about what prevention means to them or why prevention is important to them. And excitingly, the national organization who puts that on chose our project that we did as their pilot and advertising for next year. So they'll be using the I Choose project that we put together for that. Another thing that we did last year was in June on page 9, the Parents Who Host Lose the Most campaign. And this is something that we've partaken in the past as well. But the 2 main activities with this were a sticker shock campaign where we went to local gas stations and put stickers advertising how to have a safe teen party and that parents who host alcohol parties for underage youth are really putting your children at a disadvantage. So our youth put stickers on alcohol bottles packaging so that when people purchase it, they're reminded about the dangers of providing alcohol to youth. And then we also canvassed cars at the graduation ceremony, and members of our coalition did that. And the last thing I'm going to talk about today is the police department welcomed us to National Night Out. So we were able to have a table there where we did a survey to collect information on community members' opinions about what drinking looks like in Franklin, because we wanted community members to identify if they think it's a problem, as data has identified through our different surveys that we've collected with youth. And then we also had different handouts to give people of where they can dispose of their unused medications to address opioids and getting unused medications off the shelf or expired medications off the shelf. So those are, in a nutshell, some of the things that we were able to accomplish this last year. But another really important thing to touch on is that the collaboration that we've had throughout the community has really been a strength for us, and we're lucky to have so many great people working together on this issue and so much support with community members' help. So right now we're in the midst of getting a lot more information through evaluation techniques with parents and students and different community members through focus groups and surveys to really hone in on different things for the upcoming years, since we do have the grant for 5 years and we want to use our funding the most effective ways that we can. So data-driven. But in our time, I want to open it. If anyone has any questions, I'd be willing to answer them now or reach me at any time.
It's New Bay.
When I'm fancy, it is.
Bill, are we observing at the opioid task force meetings?
Yes, in fact, Lauren went to a community fact-finding session last week, Saturday. The ICC representation is there from St. Francis, so we have been present monitoring their activities.
Good. Alderman Barber.
When do we wear our red shirts?
We will be requesting to do that for Light and Unite Red Week in January, so that will be at the end of January.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank
you. Motion carries. Just thank you. Good job.
One quick comment.
Alderman Mayor.
I love the idea of your camp out for sixth graders. That is great. Just a question. Do you also include the private schools? I know you've got the public schools mentioned in here, St. Martin Tours and St. Paul's and St. John's.
Sure. As of right now, none of our initiatives are specifically targeted at those in those schools, but we do reach community members on a different variety of levels. So we're open to partnerships with whoever wants to be at the table, but right now we're limited to participants with us.
Okay.
And if you do that, don't forget the Indian Community School.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just so that they're aware of what's going on too, and maybe they would partnership, maybe they wouldn't, but as long as they are aware of the initiative.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to G3, also a Bill Wooker item, an ordinance to amend Chapter 138 of Municipal Code.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Have a good night. Thanks for coming, Lauren.
Thank you.
Item G4, a resolution approving Second Amendment to Antenna Site Location Agreement for Cellular Antenna
so
on
moved.
The Water.
Second. I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, request by the Engineering Department to pave the small median at 35th and Ryan.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, a resolution to amend an agreement for professional design services for Root River Park Path with JSD Professional Services. Alderman Barber.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 is a resolution to waive water extension to serve a lot on this. There's going to be a number of these. To serve a lot at the 5,000 block of West Minnesota Avenue.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution for acceptance. This is where there's going to be a number.
Yeah.
Resolution for acceptance of a storm sewer easement and water main easement for TI Investors of Franklin 4620 West Oakwood Park.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9, same resolution for a water main easement from 5801 West Franklin Dyson.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10 is resolution for water main easement, 5695 West Franklin Drive.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is resolution for water main easement at 5251 West Franklin Drive.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is a resolution for water main easement at 10125 South 52nd Street.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13 is a water main easement for 10155 West 57th Street.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14 is a resolution for water main easement at 10179 South 57th.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G15 is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-2240 adopting the 2017 budget for the City of Franklin General Solid Waste Capital Outlay Capital Improvement and TID 3 funds for the City of Franklin to provide for additional personnel service, appropriations for overtime, employee benefits, and reclassifying contingency appropriations to Police Department equipment purchases and carry forward streetlight appropriations.
Second. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no point, no absence, no abstentions. G16 is the monthly financial report. Again, I bring to everybody's attention that lack of development is just killing us in our budget. Any questions?
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item G17 is a report on removal of an investment for the OPEB trust that's been reviewed for the Finance Committee. Alderman Dandria.
So moved.
Second.
Actually, there is no
action necessary.
No action.
Motion to place on file.
Motion to place on file.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll get this. It takes practice after a while. G18 is an authorization for the Director of Administration to execute necessary agreement with Paragon Development Systems for wireless access points.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Policy decision with options. Item G19, carpeting replacement project for the City Clerk's office. You have three options.
Make a motion to mitigate and replace.
Second.
You okay? Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G20 is a contract with Leachy and Associates. Did I do that? Was I right? What Mark said. For design of an HVA system replacement for
so moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to the fun discussion of when we want to hold meetings in January, February, March, and April. Item G21.
Motion to adopt the schedule as presented.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying Mr. City Attorney.
Just for the council's information, January 8th, I have a conflict meeting in another municipality for a committee of the whole.
You're excused.
Odds of having one are probably
pretty slim.
Yeah.
Right? Odds of having one is probably pretty.
We don't know, but the way we've been going, probably
right.
Not. And I may have a conflict on the 17th of April, but so what? All right, did we vote? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the common counsel's rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to the subject litigation and re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
You can go home. It is 7:59. We are back in open session. No action to be taken on the closed session item. We move on to I-1. Licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Okay, we have...
H-1, excuse me.
Yep, we have extraordinary event. Arthritis Foundation, Jigable Run, approved. We have Class A Liquor and Beer, Ultra Mart Foods, approved pending contingent upon compliance with departments. We have QT Pizza, approved pending floor completed by December 31st and a $100 inspection fee. We have approved for Class A combination for New Liquor and Food, Inc. We have hold for appearance on Kistine. We have hold for pending court case decision for MAST. The rest on the first page are approved, and the second page approved. That's the motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to I-1. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers ending date of November 2nd in the amount of $5,440,372.79 and payroll dated October 27th in the amount of $394,835.11 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $482,172.16 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated November 9th, estimated at $391,000 in payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated at $238,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds with an ending date of November 2nd, the amount of $2,837.12.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Daniels.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no extensions. Is there a motion to
adjourn? So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Pink sheets.